Bandwidth for the Daily GizWiz is provided by AOL Radio at AOL.com/podcasting. It's time for the Daily GizWiz with Mad's Maddest writer, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 120 for August 4th, 2006, the 3Com Audrey. And now, get ready for Dick! Stand back, stay clear, the police lines are up, crime scene, do not cross. Ladies and gentlemen, we are about to venture down into the basement of stately DiBartolo Manor, where Dick's Gadget Warehouse lies. Has another crime occurred? Another gadget?
No. Yes, a crime has occurred. A crime occurred when this device was put on the market.
Oh, okay.
Leo, this device, when I saw it, I'm actually talking about it, but I didn't get one because I didn't want one. I'm going to say the name,
okay,
and you see if it rings a bell at all.
Okay.
Audrey.
Audrey, yes. This was the ill-fated kitchen computer.
Oh, from 3Com.
Now, it was kind of a flopola.
Oh, well, you know, when they were explaining it, the object was for people who didn't want a computer, but
there's
wanted,
the problem right there.
Yeah,
there's
right,
the problem.
Right,
a computer
right. Well, no,
for people who don't want a computer. What a brilliant idea.
Okay, wait a minute. The appliance. They gave it the name. It was the appliance.
Yes.
It was a kitchen appliance.
Yes.
That would get email without the complications of owning a computer.
Without actually any of the power, functionality, or fun of owning a
that
computer.
That is correct. Now, it came with a wireless keyboard.
Oh, okay.
And it had a touch screen.
Mm-hmm.
And you could actually send a handwritten note as a GIF attachment.
Yes.
And there was a built-in microphone.
I have yet, by the way, there's other ways to do that, and I have yet to receive a handwritten note as a GIF attachment in any email ever. And I get millions of messages a month.
I'll send you one.
No, please. There's, you know, you can, I have a service, a cool phone service actually called Speechphone that allows you to send voice email messages. And nobody's done that yet to me either.
Okay, but you want to know something?
What?
That is something neat that AOL does.
What's that?
That I love.
You've got
AOL.
Mail.
AOL by phone.
You can get your email by calling in?
AOL by phone is $4.95,
yeah,
and you can phone in, and a computer voice reads you your email. And sometimes it's hard to understand the voice, but the neat better than that. But you can say just read emails from people I know.
Oh, that's nice.
But Leo, then it says, "Do you want to answer this email?" And you say yes, and it gives you up to 2 minutes, and it sends it as a wave file.
That's kind of like Maddie.
Yeah.
See, really, that is similar to Audrey in the sense that they're really trying to make it easy for non-computer types to use email and other computer technologies. But Audrey,
that's right.
Audrey, was it too expensive? What was wrong with Audrey?
The problem with Audrey, all this sounded good. We're all there.
Yeah.
We're going, oh, that sounds good.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
And then the guy, and then we said, and how much is it? $499.
Yeah. Nobody's going to buy that.
No. And if you wanted to an Ethernet adapter, you could add another $59. And I think there was a gasp from everybody at this preview, like $500. And so, and they, you know, on the way out, they said, would you like a review sample? And I said, no.
Now, just to let you know, you can still buy Audrey's. They're not on the market, but there are people who, because there's a big active hacking market for Audrey's, and they're $179.99.
Oh, okay.
Unless you want the sunshine color, and that's $199.
Oh, okay.
Isn't that so? People are still buying them and hacking them now.
Isn't
that interesting?
It is. You know what the thing is. Remember we did the thing on the Polaroid SX70 to find out that people were hacking that?
It never dies. See, people love this stuff, the old technology. The Audrey was kind of, as I remember, describe it, was kind of cute, right?
It was kind of cute. It was a little guy. It had the scepter. It looked like it had a little crown on the top, which was the stylus. The screen was...
Are you saying it had a crown and a scepter? Is that I just hear you say that?
Yes, the little gold butter ball on the top lifted out, and that was the stylus.
Oh, weird.
Okay.
You got to go to Dick's website, because I'm sure you'll have a picture of this thing.
Yes, I will.
Even though you never got one, I'm sure we can find it.
I never got one, but I thought it's weird enough that people should know about Audrey, and that not everything makes it into the marketplace.
Now, this wasn't so long ago either. I mean, how many years ago was this?
Let's see. It was 2000, the fall of 2000. So, but in gadget age, you know what? In gadget age, that's 107 years. I think we should have a new timeline.
A dog,
1 year is 7.
Right.
A gadget. 1 year is at least 9, wouldn't you say?
Oh, at least. Maybe 10.
10, because that makes math easier.
Because any gadget that is more than 2 years old is kind of out of date, right?
Do you think? Kind of.
Okay. So yeah. Even a year. So 10, the natural lifespan of a gadget would be 1 year. So that's roughly 100 years. That's 1 year.
So, in other words, Audrey is actually 600 years old.
Oh, that's wrong. That didn't work.
I think Audrey, I'm not a mathematician.
I think it's more than 10.
I'm not a mathematician. But if you get audited this year,
now you know
you'll know why.
No, it's more than 10. So how long would be the norm? Like a lifespan of a gadget? Maybe 5 years? 4 years?
Oh, 4 years.
4 years. Well, see, what you got to do is you got to divide 70. Which is the lifespan. Let's make it 20. Okay, let's make it 100 divided by 4.
Okay, let's make it 100 divided by 11.
No, it's
and then it's, we'll have okay. a number. And what, and I what got, is that I may,
I've come up with a number.
Oh, okay, good.
One gadget year is 25 human years.
One gadget.
So in 3 years, okay. it's old aged.
It's old.
And in
it's
4
75.
Years, it's out.
It's out.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, that's good.
It's 25 years. So okay. The Audrey is actually 150 years old.
Yeah. She's looking
pretty good for that.
Yeah. Right.
You know what? It's funny because if you look at it, I'm looking at a picture. I finally found a picture. Okay. It's a Jetsons device. This is what they thought the Jetsons would have.
Oh, yes, exactly. That's a very good analogy.
Yeah.
And the first one in 110 podcasts.
Hey, I'm working on it.
Yeah, I know.
I'll get there.
Yeah, no, you're doing good.
Wait till it's turned its table on its head Tuesday, and you'll see what it feels like to be on the other end.
Wow, all we have is Monday to get through, and then it's your turn in the spotlight.
Yeah, well, I don't know about that. Whoa. So the 3Com Audrey, it is still being hacked. I'm just looking at, there's a bunch of hacking sites. It is kind of cool if and you know what's ironic now is that the Nokia 700, what is the Nokia tablet that they're selling? It looks just like this. The 770, the little internet tablet that they sell. Have you seen that? It looks just like an Audrey. It's got a web surfing. It's very similar. It doesn't have a keyboard.
Well, you know, it's very funny because someone's selling something on some website that was, remember JVC came out with Pocket Mail?
Yes. We loved that. You'd hold it up to the phone and it would download your mail. That was a cool
product.
And also
it was $99. Yeah, it made some sense.
It wasn't $500 like the Audrey.
No.
But these are called information appliances. And I think that this category has been moribund, but may not be gone. I mean, there's still people who don't want a computer, but want email and things like that. So who knows? So.
Anyway.
They're not going to spend $500 for it.
Even though we're in the gadget warehouse.
Yes, and I'm sorry I did that in the gadget warehouse, but we can open some windows. I'm sure it'll be... Oh, there's no windows down here.
It's a warehouse.
It's in the basement. Okay, sorry about that.
But I should get a prop window just in case.
Something to throw open.
Now, we still play our theme in the gadget warehouse?
Yes.
Oh, okay, okay.
What is that theme? You mean the one, boom, 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 that one?
Yeah, that one. Yeah. The one that we have, our new theme from...
Oh, you mean the jingle?
The jingle.
Yeah, yeah. Shall we play it right now? I'll tell you what. You say, let's say goodbye and we'll play the jingle.
Okay, very good. And I'll see you.
Tuvalu.
Tuvalu.
Tuvalu. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Hey, bye.
Bye.
D-A-I-L-Y. It's the Daily Giz Whiz. It's the Daily Giz Whiz. It's the Daily Giz Whiz.
It makes its own gravy.
Yeah.